news. Simple news, weather, and lots of music.
Online and mobile.
Alexa, play We're Waves.
That's my station.
Hello there, you're listening to April Lloyd reporting live from Wirral Wave Radio, and I've got a special guest here in the studio. This is Alex Baldwin, who is a Birkenhead-based artist, I do believe, and you have been working to create specific art pieces over the years. But you've got a little bit of a twist to your work, haven't you, Alex? Because you've got a personal mission to get your work to as many countries as possible. I wanted to invite you into the studio today. So first of all, Alex, thank you very much for coming. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Are you all right?
No, I'm halfway.
I think this is going to be one of those moments for me in the studio where I'm going to be catching up on different jokes here. But no, it's good to have a laugh. Thank you very much for coming and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, April.
So, first of all, Alex, can you share a little bit about your background and your journey as an artist? What inspired you to use art as a platform?
I've been drawing ever since I was a kid and yeah. I'd love to draw video game characters. As I was moving into my teen years, I would then motivate myself to make worlds based on video games. As I progressed into coming out of secondary school, I would then switch to paintings, which would then be inspired by geography, although I have switched back to drawings ever since the end of 2020.
You mentioned about video game characters. Can you tell me a little bit more about which video game characters inspired you?
Well, I'd say at one point when I was in like year 9, I would base it more off like games like Rayman and all that, because of how bizarre the colours
Rayman! Were. That's a throwback to the past. I used to love playing that when I was a kid.
PlayStation 1?
Gosh, it's a classic. It's an absolute 90s classic. But no, thank you for that, because that's a really inspiring hearing what people's range of inspiration is from. Let's talk a little bit about your work, because obviously this is a radio interview and we might not be able to see your work. So can you describe your work and your style to our listeners, please?
I would say my drawings were more like, I'll describe them best as being vibrant and colourful. And I especially love the special effects, as I mean by that, the visual effects, and because I think that they do create a more relaxing and positive environment. And I do find the colours very attractive, so I would like use that a lot of that for my inspiration for my artwork.
I've got a couple of the pieces in front of me at the moment because you've given me a special mission, and I've got a lot of different colours, like really bright cherises colours, like violets and greens. It's really quite stunning. It's quite something to see. So with colour, for instance, do you like experimenting with those bright colours then to make your work pop? Is that what you like to do?
Well, it's half and half in a way, because I think some things I like to keep kind of like similar or the same colour, but I do kind of like to experiment, because with art, right, if it looked exactly like real life, this is just my opinion, I think it'll be a bit boring. However, like, if you just experiment, you can create something new or not something that like technology can't replicate.
And that's a big point in a lot of art circles, the idea of technology being able to recreate art. This is something that's quite personal. This is something that you work on individually. Each piece is done by hand. I wanted to talk a little bit about this mission, because you've given me 6 pieces here that I've got to deliver to different people. But I wanted to ask about that mission. And you've got a mission that you want to, where you want to reach every country worldwide. What sparked that idea? And what do you hope to achieve through this global journey that you've got?
So the mission first began like when I was about to get a patent to Sapporo, which is in Japan, but apparently that failed. However, back in early 2018, I had a friend who had like a grand living in Bangladesh. I was keen to make them a patent for that one. Ever since, I've been kind of obsessed and wanted to do more and more for people's relatives around the world. And it went on to like holiday destinations and all that.
So talk us through that artistic process. How do you approach creating a piece, especially considering the diverse audience it might reach worldwide? Alex, can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, of course. So once someone offers me a mission, I would firstly research the country location, and then I'll gather some ideas, and then when I do come to make the drawing, I'd add different elements from the research into the drawing, and I'll also improvise a lot of the colours as well. However, when it comes to the wildlife, what I'll do, I'd use like an inspiration and theme from anime, that'll in order to create like, you know, more character to the animals, as well as like to create more uniqueness to them. And so far, like in 2023 alone, I've got around 70 missions completed already.
Goodness gracious, that's incredible. And that's kind of just for the start of the year, 70. When you kind of divide that in terms of every day per year, you've got a good, it's easily approaching about 10 every month. That's quite a lot of work. So well done, first.
Oh, thanks. It takes a lot of time, dedication, trust me.
Yes, I can imagine. So as your route travels to different countries, how do you aim to connect with those diverse cultures and communities? Are there any specific cultural influences that you find inspires your artwork?
So I can learn a lot from, like, you know, getting me to countries, saw me drawings around to different countries around the globe. So there's two main things I do learn from all this. The first one would be that, like, you get so many people like to migrate to different countries. But I think the most important one is the fact that, like, the world is nowhere near as bad as the media shows it to be.
Of course, yes. And that's always something that's quite on a lot of people's minds, isn't it? So I think that's something, again, that comes through with your work, is that it's very positive, it's very uplifting. And so gives a positive representation of each country that you go to, and it brings smiles to people's faces and joy, and that's the most important thing, isn't it? When you are sharing your art globally, that's got to come with its own challenges and triumphs. Can you share some of those memorable experiences or obstacles you've encountered along the way? For example, I know that you mentioned the issues that came through during the pandemic, for instance.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about how you got over those issues?
So I want to say more about during the pandemic, because obviously I had, like, other things to do in between. Yes. However, like, when it comes, like, my project, when it is on the go, it does come, like, a lot of set of challenges with its workload. That even means that you have to, like, delay some drawings to prioritise those that have got sharper deadlines. And chasing up on people who, like, haven't completed the missions yet requires a lot of communication towards people, so I have to get that out of the way. However, I think I'll see my biggest challenge at the moment is getting my drawings to famous people, because obviously getting to famous people is so rare and so hard to get a drawing to them.
That's it. So it sounds like you've got a lot of things to consider during your working process, but you are doing it really well.
I'll do my best.
That's it. That's all everyone can do. But I'm going to talk a little bit about that in the second half of the interview. I wanted to ask, who have you chosen for your first song choice, Alex? And can you tell us why?
Okay, so the first song that I've chosen was, like, the first singer that's received one of my drawings. My generation might not have known him that well, but a lot of, like, generation above me would have. It's one called Paul Young, and this one's Love of the Common People.
Love of the Common People by Paul Young. What a fantastic song. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
See you after this break.
Thank you, April.
Living on free food tickets, ordering the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, 'cause she's living in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. It's a good thing you don't have a spare. People fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You gotta walk in the town to find a job. Try to keep your hands warm. When the hole in your shoe, let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. Closer the knit, the tighter the fit, and the chills stay away. Just take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation, with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation. But don't forget to pray, just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. She can.
People, that is a record that's been released by Paul Young, one of those amazing artists from back over, I think it's over in the 90s, was it 80s as well?
He's 80s, isn't he?
Yes. And I'm joined by Alex Baldwin here. He's a very knowledgeable music connoisseur here, and he's also one of our artists from Birkenhead who has a particular mission. He's got a very unique mission to get his artwork in as many countries across the world as he possibly can. Now, he's given me a mission when I go away on holiday next year, and I've got 6 pieces of artwork here that are going to go to homes in places such as Antigua, Barbados. So thank you so much, first of all, for coming in, and thank you so much for your first part of the interview. Lovely to talk to you.
Oh, and, thanks.
Yeah, brilliant. One of the things I wanted to ask, if it's okay with you, is the fact that you are open about the fact that you're an autistic artist. Does your experience as an individual with autism influence your artistic vision and the themes you explore in your works?
Yes, of course, April. So I'd say my autism has helped me, kept me passionate about my project. It's one thing I know about autism and passion. It's the fact that they have a very strong dedication to what they're interested in. And I think that's the reason why you get so many famous people who are on the autistic spectrum.
That's true, yes, because, I mean, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head. I mean, you've got some Susan Boyle is one.
Bill Gates, yeah.
And also, I think as well, I don't know, I'm certain there's someone on Bake Off on the autistic spectrum, I believe. But I'm going to...
I don't really watch the British Bake Off. I'm sorry for those who do.
That's okay. But we might be able to concoct a new recipe for a fan here if I get to speak to you afterwards, because I'm a big fan.
No worries.
But in any case, so one of the stereotypes of autism is that, I suppose, over the years, is that people with autism have got rigid thinking or unable to think outside of the box when it comes to art, really. But obviously, you book that trend here because I've got these right in front of me. So what would you say to somebody who's on the autistic spectrum who wants to become an artist but might not have that confidence to approach art? What would you say to them?
I'd say, like, it's one of those things, right, like, because obviously they probably have the passion of, but they're probably too anxious or scared to let it out. But however, like, it's one of those things, right, like, where as soon as they have, like, as soon as they get out the comfort zone, I know it's hard to get out the comfort zone, but as soon as they get out the comfort zone, they can go, like, the distance.
So that's a really apt quote there as well.
Yeah, I stole that from Rocky.
Oh, Rocky. Gosh, we've got lots of fans of Rocky in here in the studio, so good reference there as well. It ties in quite a bit as well with what you've been doing with local communities as well, because obviously there's lots of points of inspiration within your art. Do you ever get that chance to involve local communities in each country you visit? Have you ever heard from people who've received your art?
Sometimes my friends, like those friends' relatives, do contact me to say how grateful they are. And even as well, sometimes you get people like that have seen photographs on like social media, and they're the people that sometimes can, you know, offer more opportunities, and I will try and take on as many as I can.
How does it feel sometimes when you get so many suggestions through? How do you manage that workload?
I kind of, at the beginning, it's a bit like an addiction where you just want to get as many as possible. However, I do have to, you know, plan to prioritise and plan out which ones need to get done sooner than others. Otherwise, because I don't want to get them done too close to time, as I will stress out and worry once if, like, I don't give it to this person on time in order to take it on holiday.
I just want to say that when you've been communicating with me about my mission, you've always kind of kept me quite in the loop, and it's a really lovely trait of you to do that. So thank you so much for doing that for me. And you nice also one. Send updates as well with what you're creating as well, and it's always a lovely surprise, because when I open up these messages and I see what you post for me for each country, I just love it. I love the little tiny details, the intricacy, and the dedication is absolutely lovely. So I'm going to go back to that idea of autism awareness, because we've sort of how autism influences your art style and inspires it. But how do you use your art to advocate for neurodiversity?
Okay, so I always see autistic people as the people that are always driving themselves forward with the passions and all that. However, like in this day and age, the unfortunate thing is that with social media, we're always comparing ourselves to other people's lives. And so my message would be is for say if you've got any passions, I'd recommend you just focus on them and obviously keep on the go with them. And trust me, you will be surprised on how far you can get with them.
And it's wonderful to see how you developed as an artist over the years, because we've known each other since about 2015. And I remember when you come into work, lunchtimes, you'd always be kind of out with your art kit, and you'd be so focused on it. And it was so lovely to watch your work that it's wonderful to see how you've grown in confidence and your art has gone from one place to another. Talking about that, we've spoken a little bit about where you aim to place your artwork, but do you have any favourite pieces that have exceptional stories? If there is one, would you like to share that story?
I don't have one, but I have two.
So the first, two, okay.
Yeah, I'll have like to throw that one in.
Yes, of course, go on ahead.
So the first one would be which will be my first ever mission. So back in early 2018, so one of my closest friends helped me get a painting to a daycare centre in Goa, which is on the west coast of India. The second one would be one of my most recent ones, which is another milestone, which was to get the first ever celebrity to get one of my drawings, and that was Paul Young.
Paul Young. Ah, and that's why you picked Paul Young, isn't it, for the first song? Excellent. No, that's really fascinating. Thank you. So looking ahead, what are your future aspirations as an artist on this global mission? Are there specific countries or regions you're particularly excited to reach your art with?
As much as I love getting my drawings around the globe, my new ambition towards my project has got me more excited, which is to get my drawings to celebrities. After getting one to Paul Young, as I mentioned just before, I have been keen to do that more and more. And I've already got a couple more down the pipeline, which is Marty Pello, and obviously a lot of people know Ed Sheeran. Never know, if this keeps going ahead and obviously Elon Musk goes ahead with space travel, you never know, April, I might even get one to the moon or possibly Mars.
That would be incredible, wouldn't it? Being able to kind of have that picture saying my artwork has been to space. Can you imagine that?
I'd be taking it out of this world.
That was sharp. That was quick. I've got to say, if anybody here is listening to this interview who knows any particular celebrities or any artists who would be interested in taking part in the project, Birding Your Mission, how can they contact you?
Okay, so I have got an Instagram account, which is trying to say how to say it with, because obviously it's easy to write down than say it. So it would be it's all underscore. So we've got Alex_Baldwin97. So that's my Instagram. But I also have Facebook under the name of Alex Baldwin. And so there's the two main things where you can see my photographs of my drawings around the world, and also Paul Young holding my drawing as well. So that'll be both on my Instagram and my Facebook.
Amazing. Okay. So did they just send an Instagram message to you and introduce themselves saying, hi, I'd be interested in taking part in the mission, or I know this person who could send?
Oh yeah, definitely explain themselves, because obviously I get some scam messages as well.
Oh, of course. definitely don't want the scam messages coming through at all. One final question. Is there anything at all you think we've missed during this interview, or is there anything important you'd like to say?
So just as what you're saying before, right, just to say to anyone who's listened to this, if you do know anyone who's going abroad, or if you know any famous people you can help me get a drawing to, I'll be much appreciated. I'd love to know. And also you can contact me on my Instagram or even Facebook if you can find me on Facebook. But April, I really appreciate you having me on The Spirit of Well. Thank you so much.
No, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much. And it's always wonderful to kind of have people in like yourself and be able to explore the work that you're doing and the entire prospect of your mission that you've got to deliver pieces to country. This is something that's really unique. It's something that's special to you as an artist. So thank you for giving me your time to be able to explore that with our listeners. I hope people will be able to dig in on your work and see where you go and give you more ideas.
That's so perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. We're heading into the final end of this interview. Are you able to introduce your second song choice?
Yes, of course. So funny enough, right, this is going to be another famous person who's about to receive me drawing very soon. So this is someone called Marty Pello, and this is going to be one of his greatest hits, which is Love Is All Around Me.
Love Is All Around Me by Marty Pello. Now, you've been listening to April Lloyd's reporting for Wirral Wave Radio, and I've been joined by Alex Baldwin, who has his own art business. Do check him out if you're able to go on Facebook or Instagram. He'd love to hear from you, and I would love to have you join us for the next episode. I hope to see you all soon. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you so much, April, as well.
There we go, Marty Pello.
Play Wirral Wave.
Wirral Wave.